Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio, and it's a real pleasure to have you with us today. Also a real pleasure to have our very special guest, Eileen Godinez of Thought Partners LLC, joining us. She's a leadership and executive coach and founder and president of Thought Partners LLC. As a certified coach, Eileen's personal mission is to be a thought partner and co-creator for clients, because as leaders in their organization, they're seeking new strategic ways to influence others in a positive way. Working with individuals, teams, and organizations, Eileen really specializes in empowering others to live with purpose, intent, and to embrace connection, which is extremely passionate about. She thoroughly is. Through meaningful conversations, Eileen works with individuals to react and to be able to connect, because that's what it's all about, reaching their personal and professional goals by asking powerful questions and listening deeply to all they have to say and helping to co-design actions that create change. One of her main focuses, near and dear to her heart, is coaching military veterans who are exploring a new sense of purpose as they prepare to transition to civilian life. Through her coaching, they gain insights into the challenges and opportunities that lay ahead, helping them gain confidence, self-assuredness, and a sense of identity. Eileen is also passionate about coaching any and all individuals simply striving to engage differently with her colleagues when it's coming to developing more positive and healthy relationships within the organizations. Engaging differently with your colleagues and from a different approach can be very positive and very beneficial. As a leadership coach, spanning a 25-year career, she believes strongly that coaching is not only her passion, but a way to make the world a better place. She emphasizes how coaching provides no answers, rather it helps clients discover the answers for themselves so they can take that next leap. It's my pleasure to welcome her to Close Up Radio for the next 30 minutes for this exclusive interview. Eileen, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Jim, thank you. It's really an honor to be here, and I look forward to this conversation. As I'm listening to you sort of read those comments about me, I was wondering who you were talking about.
Yes, look in the mirror, it's you. I know, sometimes when we hear these things, we're like, wait a minute, that's me?
Exactly. But, you were reading them, I had a smile on my face because I do truly love this work. And it really isn't work. It really is a joy to work with clients in many different facets and many different industries and watch them as they, make these wonderful and powerful, changes in their lives. So thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome, and it's my pleasure. Let's talk about some of the things that inspired you and your background to become a coach. I love to, find out, and the audience loves hearing, what are some of the things that inspire our guests to do the things that they do? Obviously, it's not something you just want to do. It's something that you have to do. It's in the essence of who you are, the DNA, to want to help others and coach others. Tell us a little bit about some of those inspirations and maybe aha moments in your life's journey that pointed you in the direction of doing this work.
Yeah, that's a great question. It's always, as I think about that, years ago, I didn't really want to know. I didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up. And this work just sort of found me in that I was always attracted to the field of leadership development, training and development, helping people to grow into greater responsibilities, different roles in their organization, having impact on others. And so I think for me it was sort of a natural fit to be in this world of developing, helping others to develop, And a couple years ago, I was working actually for the Department of State, and they have a very robust coaching program. I was teaching at the Leadership and Management School, and I was fortunate enough to go off to coach training and work with some wonderful clients in the State Department and pursue my coaching credentials through the International Coaching Federation. And I just love the work from the very start because I believe it's such a great complement to people who are really, you know, seeking intentionally to better themselves, to enhance their skill sets as they move into leader roles in their organizations. Because leadership can be a very lonely place at times. And I find that being a coach to people who are exploring what's working for them, what's not working, what are they experiencing as they try to apply different skill sets and behaviors in an organization, as they try to diagnose what's happening in an organization, I get to be the person that they can talk to about what's going on for them. And I find that it's just an honor and a privilege to be able to do that, as, you know, I hold their conversations in confidence. And we work through some of the challenges and some of the thoughts that are perhaps maybe holding them back or limiting them in some way to being, you know, their best self in this work of leadership or whatever it is that they're seeking to do. And so, I to answer your question, I think that this work sort of found me on my own journey through my career, and I found that it's just a wonderful complement to the other things that I do in terms of leadership development facilitation. And I just love working with all different walks of, you know, people from different walks of life and different industry and allowing them to let me into their world.
That's wonderful. That's fantastic. So passionate about this as well. Let's talk about your approach to coaching. There's so many different styles, so many different ways, so many different coaches out there, but what do you think it is about your approach to coaching that is unique and really stands out from your perspective?
Yeah, I would say that I don't have a standard approach to coaching. I think one of the wonderful things about coaching is I take my cues from my clients, and every client that comes to me is different. Every client has a different conversation or a different topic they want to explore. And so I use a lot of I have a breadth and depth of experience in different topics and different techniques, in different approaches to coaching, and I really let the client determine what that approach should be and that it works best for them. I do, you know, one of the things that I do with my clients, and I hope that, you know, anybody who's looking for a coach has a similar experience, that I always take the first 30 minutes or so, I have a pre-call before we ever get into coaching, because it's very important to me that the client feels comfortable with me. They feel like they can trust me, that I can create an environment where they can talk about whatever it is they need to raise in the coaching conversation. And so in that first preliminary call, you know, we talk about what is their expectation of, you know, their coach. What is my expectation in terms of what the client brings to our coaching conversations, how coaching works, and to really get a sense of, you know, is this really something that they're committed to and they want to do? And then I always ask them what they need from me as a coach. And some people know and some people don't, and we discover that along the way. But I think that it's important that they're able to articulate to me what they need from me, and I do my best to provide that to them. And an example of, you know, one of the things may be some people will say to me, I'm a procrastinator, so I need you to kind of prod me every once in a while. Or they'll say to me, you know, a lot of times I know I make excuses, and I need you to call me on it when I make an excuse. And so, you know, those are sort of the informal contracts that I have with my clients to make sure that I'm providing them, you know, what they need to get everything possible out of the coaching relationship. So, you know, I would say that really the question is it's up to the client. You know, I try to provide that to them. And if I can't, you know, I will say to clients that you have every permission to fire me if I'm not working for you as a coach, because I do this work in service to the client. And if for whatever reason, you know, our relationship is not working and they're not getting at what they need out of it, But one thing I ask is that we have a conversation about what's happening for them, why that's occurring. And if it can't be rectified or changed, then, you know, I give them permission to fire me and go find a coach that's working for them. And I can tell you to this day, I've never had a client fire me. But I certainly like to put that out there because I think it's important. The coaching community is a wonderful community. And I believe that most people who coach truly do this because they want to help their client make a difference in their lives. That's so important, and that's number one priority for me as a coach. And so that's how I approach every client from the beginning and then throughout our coaching relationship.
That's fantastic. Really terrific. I love the name Thought Partners. Tell us about that, the derivation of the name for your company.
Yeah, so if you break down both the words, thought is an idea or opinion produced by thinking, and partner is, you know, people engaged together. It really was sort of a natural fit to describe the work that I do. And so I wanted people to look at that and say, you know, that's, you know, if that's what represents my company and that's what you're looking for, then perhaps there's a connection for you there. So I just felt like it was just two words that were very indicative of the work that I do in coaching and being a partner in this, in thinking about how my clients want to make change in their life. And so I'm that partner for them. Although I don't give people advice or answers, that's not part of my coaching, unless I step out of my coaching role. But typically in coaching, I focus on the client and the client focuses on the thing that they want to change in their life. And so I'm a partner in that journey.
I like that, a partner in that journey, because it is them being a part of it too, not just listening to the suggestions and listening to the advice and the coaching, but actually actively participating in it, because the best investment they can make is in their own life, which is really a beautiful thing. So you're sort of like the conduit. You're helping facilitate it, but they are making it happen, which I think is really fantastic.
Absolutely.
You work with veterans, which is really important. Let's talk about the veterans aspect of what you do as well.
Yeah, well, truth be told, I'm married to one. He's my best friend and the love of my life, and I have enjoyed this journey of being a military spouse for many, many years. I have a strong connection and bond to the military community. And through that, you know, I've realized over the years that being in the military is such a, you know, it's such a privilege and an honor, but also a sacrifice. But the military has a very strong culture and sense of identity. When you put that uniform on, there's a great sense of pride in wearing it and a feeling that you're serving the nation, And a lot of folks in the military, you know, they spend 10, 20, 30, sometimes 35 years or more wearing that uniform and serving the nation and having a great sense of purpose in their life. And the time comes when they have to take it off. And a lot of the clients that I work with are in that phase or exploration phase of, you know, who am I outside of this uniform? What gives me purpose? What, you know, gives me a sense of passion and the same sense of identity that I had while I was in the military? And many of them struggle with what's the next chapter for me? What's the thing that I'm going to do in my next career that's going to give me that same sense of fulfillment and sense of purpose? And so I do a lot of work with clients around, what are their value systems? What's most important to them? You know, what makes them excited when they put their feet on the ground every day when they're not wearing that uniform? And so it's not about giving up that identity, but it's about taking it with you into that next career, but being able to define a path forward for myself that's going to give me the same sense of purpose. And so I love working with folks that are transitioning out of the military and helping them to find that, you know, that path for them where they can feel fulfilled and they can feel satisfied in the work that they do beyond the military. So it's a special clientele. I do a lot of volunteer work with military veterans, and I love doing that work.
Absolutely. It's beautiful work that you're doing, Eileen. You know, leadership is always important, and the role has been changing. I think much more of a empathetic approach and listening and rolling up the sleeves as opposed to, you know, the boss up in the ivory tower just looking down at everything. Why do you feel leadership is so vitally important, especially in today's world? I mean, we've had a lot of different things going on in our world, shifting, monumental change, sweeping change. And just in the last 2 years, we've had a lot of different things to deal with as a society, as a culture, as family, friends, colleagues have as well. Leadership is extra important in today's world, isn't it?
Yeah, I would agree. I would say that leadership has always been important. And there has been, you know, our world has just been turned upside down the last few years. And I would say that, you know, leadership is about creating a path for the way forward that's going to, you know, bring people to the next level or bring them through chaos or bring them through uncertainty to create this sort of future state that, you know, that empowers people to do the best work they can. And I think that, you know, all organizations, societies, you know, need good leaders. And as you said, leadership today, you know, I'm a student of leadership and studied leadership, you know, theory and practice over the last 100 years. And we've moved to a more sort of perspective on leadership that's about people focused. It's about connection. It's about empowering. It's about inspiring. I think every day people want to go to work and be inspired. They want to feel empowered. They want to feel valued. They want to feel like they've contributed. And they want to know that they're moving in a direction of improvement or enhancement or positive change. And so I believe that, you know, leadership is so very important to be able to do that in whatever organization or context that, you know, we need leaders. And so that's why I love working with leaders in organizations at various levels, because they're doing that tough work in organizations. And as I said, it's, you know, it's hard and it can be very lonely, and context changes every day. And so leadership is interesting in that there is no magic bullet. There's no one formula to lead effectively. And you have to be able to sort of, you know, diagnose what's happening in the environment around you and what's happening within you, and then how do you engage with the people and the problem sets that you're dealing with to help them move in a positive direction. So I think that, you know, leadership will always be needed in our world, and I'm again, it's just a blessing and a gift to be able to work with people who are doing the hard work of leading in their organizations or in their communities or in some facets throughout society.
I like that. You know, coaching is current and future focused, isn't it? It's about the forward movement. Obviously, we can't change what has already happened. We can't change or rewrite the past. So the current and future focused nature of coaching is important, right? Tell us about why that is.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, we acknowledge that our past has influence on who we are today. I mean, that, you know, that's clear, that from our experiences and our upbringing and the things that happen in our lives shape who we are today. But it doesn't imprison us in terms of creating a different future. And so coaching is about looking at, you know, what's going on for you today, and then what do you need to be doing differently, or how do you need to see this in a different, you know, from a different perspective, or what actions can you take that's going to change the story of your future. And so that's why we don't, as coaches, we don't tend to spend a lot of time in the past, because when we do, we sort of get stuck in the past. So it's really about, you know, where do you want to go, and how can, you know, how can me as a coach help you co-create the actions, the behavior, the thinking around how to get there. And so there's value in really focusing on the future and focusing on the change that people want to create in their lives rather than looking backwards.
I like that. It is the forward movement again that is so important, and we've learned that in the last couple of years for sure. Why is it important for us to reach our full potential? And even more to that, how do we know, how do we recognize when we have and are living that?
That's a great question, Jim. So if you would humor me, I'd actually like to take you on a short journey, if I may. Do I have your permission to do so?
Sure.
Okay. So, Jim, I would like to take you to metaphorically the edge of your life. And you're standing there, whatever that looks like for you, and the next step that you will take is whatever you believe, the afterlife, heaven, whatever's beyond this world. And before you take that step, I'd like you to turn around and look back. And you've got family and friends who are standing there. They can't hear you, but you can hear them. What would you like them to say about you before you take that step?
That he really cared, that he was kind, empathetic, loyal, that his perspective on life was deep and unique and allowed us to see lifefully and appreciate all the little moments, that he's always been somebody who has stopped, paused, and reflected before stepping on the next train forward, and that he was funny, always made us laugh, which we really, really love. And we miss him dearly, and the world is a little bit different than it was when he was there. You know, it's funny, I've had visions actually of my own, the wake, and I'm actually up. They don't see me, but I'm looking down at it, at everybody that's there and what they're saying and what they're doing and things of that nature. And I mentioned that to a relative or two and who are much older, and they're like, why are you telling me this? I'm not going to be there. And I said, but for some reason, I vision you there being one of those folks who's saying those things and feeling the loss. And they're like, but I'm not going to be there. I'll be long gone by the time that happens. So, yeah, those are a few of the things I think that and the other thing, too, that would be really nice if they were to continue the conversation about me forever, as long as they're here, and pass that down and pay it forward as far as, bringing out the photos and remembering and letting those who are born later know who I was and what I stood for and what I was about and how I may have enhanced their lives. Those things would be really nice. Legacy and carrying on. The reason why I say this is because I do that for some relatives who have passed already, where I talk about them quite often and we look at videos. I've made video tributes. We've always referred to them. They're gone, but they're not forgotten, and that's really important.
And what's interesting, thank you for that, for sharing that with me, because I've sort of given you a flavor of, I believe that you just told me aspects or elements of your full potential, Jim Master's full potential in this world. You are in the business of conversation. And you just said to me you want people to carry on the conversation. You just shared with me what I think is part of, living to your full potential. And, I think that bringing people sort of to that space of figuring that out and then having the next conversation in terms of, am I doing the things that I should be doing or I need to be doing so that that happens in that moment for me? That's living to your full potential. I'm a big believer that, I only believe we go around once in this world. And why wouldn't we want to live to our full potential? Why wouldn't we, in that moment when we're standing on the precipice of our life, be able to turn around and say, yeah, I live to my full potential? And so being able to work with clients to do that is just so fulfilling. So thank you for indulging me.
Oh, you're welcome. And the other thing is the knowledge and awareness that time is of the essence, life is short, nothing is guaranteed, there's no extended warranties on life. So do it now. Work towards that now. Don't wait and wait and wait, because tomorrow is not promised, and we've seen that. I'll get to it later, or I'll wait till everything's perfect, or I will do it then, and there might not be a then. There's a now. So you can plan for the then, but you have to live the now. So why not work towards the full potential and all the experiences life has while you're here and while you have your health and everything is, strolling along nicely?
And that's what's wonderful about working with my clients, because they all come with the intent to, you know, they want to take action. They want to see change. You know, they're not waiting anymore. They're struggling with how to do it, potentially, but they don't want to wait anymore. They want to figure it out. They want to do the hard work of exploration and discovery, and then to, you know, define the actions or identify the actions and the things that they need to do differently to get to or this place of change. And so that's what I love about coaching, is that they have realized that, you know, time is of the essence and there's no better time than the present, and they come with a commitment, to make that change and to take the action that's going to create the change for them.
Which is essential, right? Taking the action that's going to create the change. That's really, really important. We talked a little bit about what distinguishes you from some of the other coaches in terms of the approach and the work. How effective do you think coaching has been to help us progress in today's ever-changing world?
Well, I can tell you from my small foxhole or my small lens of the world that I think that coaching, a military term there, sorry about that, foxhole, I believe that coaching is helping my clients be better human beings. We live in a world where we want to tell people what we know, right? We're hired for our expertise. You just need to tell me, you know, what you know or how to change it or how to fix it. We don't live in a world where we necessarily listen as much as we should. And it's amazing what you hear when you can just listen. And I think listening changes the calculus of the conversation. And I have found that with the clients that I work with, they become, in the work of coaching, as you know, using listening skills and powerful questions, they begin to then adopt those practices in their own lives. And I've had clients come back to me and say, you know, my relationship with my son is so much better because I just listened to what he had to say. I asked him questions that opened up the conversation as opposed to closing it down. I've had clients come back to me and say, you know, I got so much out of coaching. I want to develop further my skill sets to be a coach because I see the value in it. I see the benefit from it. And so I think that it's paying forward. It's, you know, people go through this experience with a coach and they're realizing how powerful it is to work with someone who truly just is present and listening deeply and depthly to what they have to say and then focusing the conversation on, you know, on the individual and the change that they want to make. And I think it's a real gift to be able to be invited into that space as a coach. And I'm watching these skill sets being passed along. So yeah. I have hope that it's a force multiplier.
Yes. We've got just a few seconds left. What's the best way people can connect with you?
Yeah, so people can reach me at my email at thought.partners1@gmail.com. That's thought.partners1@gmail.com. Send me an email if you're thinking about coaching, if you're not sure what it is, if you just want to ask some questions. I'd be happy to speak to anyone about the great work that we do in coaching. So I'd encourage anyone who's curious about it just to reach out.
It was a pleasure having you with us, Eileen. A very inspiring and thought-provoking and positive conversation, very relatable for the audience. And I appreciate you being with us and hope we get a chance to explore some more down the line. That'd be a pleasure.
Thanks, Jim. It was really a pleasure to be here and to talk with you. And I look forward to perhaps another conversation in the future.
That would be wonderful. Keep doing the amazing work you're doing. Again, it's extraordinary, and I know it speaks to your heart. It's deep within you to want to inspire others and help them to take that inspiration and apply it to their lives so they can reach their full potential, which is something, as you've said several times during the show, something we should all have the opportunity to experience. Special guest, Eileen Godinez of Thought Partners LLC, leadership, executive coach, and founder and president of Thought Partners LLC. And the personal mission, again, is to be a thought partner and co-creator for clients, because as leaders in the organization, they're seeking new strategic ways to influence others in a positive way. Hope you enjoyed this conversation. It has been recorded in full, so you can hear it fully in the archives. And we appreciate you being with us. Your host, Jim Masters, here. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time. And stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest celebrated right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.